man. You just kind of be like trying to put your thoughts together in a cool kind of funny sounding sort of format. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, we was kind of cat rapping on each other and joking around, but then this shit started to sound real nice, you know? So, I mean, we came out at a very important and pivotal time in hip hop in general. I mean, the early 80s when we was really starting at this, it was brand new, it was fresh, it was something unheard of, and you know, we wanted to be a part of that shit.
It started as a pastime, just a hobby. Me and the homies in the basement, vibing. Didn't write no raps down, freestyling. Changing the words from cats we heard rhyming. It was pumping up on K-Poo, KZSU. My cousins brought tapes through, I had cassettes too. We used to get an hour, two at the most. Taping every show, Lowe's crank, bass of the stove. I remember my first song, Perpetrators. I beat box for A+, and then we trade up. But pretty soon, no niggas was getting ate up. I had to get a folder just to hold the raps I made up. We rocked the little house parties for no money. We was young and hungry, wasn't no clubbing. Wasn't even for the fame, it was cause we loved it. Last thing on our brains was getting some dope from it.
And I mean, rap was like a subculture, you know what I mean? We liked rap cause it was cool, but it was cool to us. It wasn't cool to everybody. I mean, niggas wanted to be R&B singers and shit. Niggas was real smooth, you know, tapered pants and, you know, Jerry curls and shit. It wasn't like it was now where the rappers is the cool guys. So, I mean, we weren't even sipping on getting dope from it.
Down the studio, big up to Honey Bo. He let us record for barely any money, though. We wasn't trying to make an album or nothing. Just a little something for us to walk around and be bumping. But when Q put Dell on, it really showed us all the candy and chronic he wanted from his bonus. MTV raps, all that, he was rolling. He reached back and helped us to kick the dough in. When we got snatched up, it was a wild ride. What's in a name? Shit, we signed a drive. We was with them from 92 to 95. They wanted us to go pop, man. They tried and tried. But everything we did seemed to tribe. Eventually got dropped, I was relieved inside. Grass always greener on the other side. Decided to see what that independent life lied.
Yeah, so we independent and all that. I mean, we done the major thing, we done the independent thing. But really, man, this shit is all corporate, man. You look at it like this, man. You making records for money, then you gotta play that game, man. I mean, it's one company that owns damn near every visual outlet out there. It's two or three companies that own every single out there. You feel what I'm saying, though? And it's one or two companies that own the radio, man. So if you want to get your music to the masses, you feel me? You got to participate, man. And it's kind of a mindfuck, because when you start out in the basement just playing around and you end up running a multi-million-dollar business where you got all these considerations to make, it's a trick, man.
Now everything's corporate. Our distributor wanna see the marketing plan before they hear the stuff. Projections, number crunching, it's all twisted up. You should hear the bullshit they always trying to kick to us. You wanna get in the store, they finna hit us up. Make us pay grants to display and position us. Don't wanna play the game, shit, they ain't missing us. I'm surprised the music even make it to the list.